Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Never go to McGregor, Minnesota.
You can't open your mouth to talk because you'll eat at least 12 bugs.
There's a lot of bugs. Did you say yum?
Yeah.
I told you.
She's not right.
I don't feel safe in the same room.
There's a special medication. I don't know what it is. They haven't found it.
You said yum.
I mean, it is a great food.
Recipes.
Yeah. It's a little crunchy for me. I don't know.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The magic of Joe Hogle from the other side.
Oh, it never gets old.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNradio.com. Couple of texts here real quick, Janelle, before we jump into termites, and we'll pick it up on the other side. No home inspector is going to quote code. We are not allowed to, according to state law. 20% of home buyers do not get home inspections. And then another one, I used to be an inspector. A few times I've helped friends prep homes for sales, and I would always leave a couple of obvious problems for the inspector to find. That was, the inspector looks like he's doing his job. And there's two other ones which we'll get to later. So we appreciate the comments and the feedback, and keep them coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
Termites in the toilet.
Yes, and I have one of our gurus. He's like one of our termite experts on the line that he's actually calling from Florida.
Hey, Scott, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. How many termites from the base of the floor in a toilet in a bathroom have you seen in your illustrious career?
I think I've seen termites in just about every single room of the house. I've seen them on a third floor skylight window where they had what's called a supplementary reproductive satellite colony, and they were feeding. I've got some pretty interesting stories about some of my experiences with the termites in the Chicago area.
You think mine are weird, David. You should hear Scott. Scott, tell them about the one with the chair.
Which one?
The one with the guy's chair that fell through the floor.
Oh, the chair, yeah. That's one of my good ones. A guy calls me up and says, I just moved up here from the south, and do we have termites up here? And I said, oh, yeah. I says, I think I might have them. And I said, what are your symptoms? What are you seeing? I said, well, my chair fell through my floor in my kitchen.
That'll do it.
Sure enough, I said, I'll be right over. I went there, and sure enough, four legs sticking out through the subfloor, through the hardwood floor, into the basement, just kind of resting on the joists, which I don't know how it was even resting on those. There were so many termites in that basement.
Whoa.
It looked like it had been infested for years and years, and nobody did a thing about it.
Right, so
it got to take a quick break. But hang on, Scott. We want more termite talk here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. And coming back with more, if our listeners want to reach out more that have termite challenges, what's the best way to reach you?
Yep, they can call 1-800-GOT-PESTS or go to rosepestcontrol.com.
All right, hang tight, Scotty. We're going to take a quick break. 312. We'll even send you a Mr. Floor Cleaning product for calling in. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Termite talk here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We're going to bring Scott back up here to talk more about his experience. Scott works at Rose Pest Solutions. You mentioned another story that Scott's going to be bringing up, right?
Yep. But I want to make everybody aware, because even Jer was like, what? Termites are in this area? Like, termites are so real in Chicago. And Scott is going to help me illustrate that. But he sees them almost every single day. They are definitely in this concrete jungle. They're in the suburbs. They're everywhere. Right, Scott?
Absolutely. All the way up to Waukegan and beyond.
Give us one more disgusting story before we bring your coworker Andrew on to talk about more terrible stories.
Well, this one was really interesting. You know, I've been in the business since 1979, and my family has been in the business since 1908. They were very good friends with the Dole family, as was I. And we've always worked together, not so much competition, as much as working to make the industry better. But this is one of the best ones that I think I remember. I was asked to do a termite inspection at a house, and as soon as I walked in, it was an elderly woman, and the first thing she said, he's doing a pest inspection. She says, I have no pest. I've never had a pest. I have a clean house. I've never had a pest. So I said, that's fine. It's really just looking for wood destroying insects, et cetera. I go down in the basement, which I always do first, and there on the unfinished wood beam, I could see, I don't know, about 20 tunnels emerging and re-entering the main support beam. So I said, ma'am, do you have evidence of past termites? She said, no bugs. I've never had bugs. So I said, I have to just see if this is active. You know, and I take my little wood, my like an ice pick, and I just put it in the side, and I just move it a little bit to see if I got live termites. The entire bottom of the entire beam fell to the floor, and about 10,000 termites were crawling all over her floor. She screamed. She said, "You cursed my house!
You brought them in that quickly.
It's on you.
You brought this entire colony here
that fast."
She was ready to wring my neck, and I was trying to say, they were here. I was just showing you. I'm a messenger. So anyway, she calmed down, and we actually ended up doing the termite work and solving the problem. I even recommended a good structural guy to help her fix her beam. So she ended up being a very good customer. But I just thought it was so funny, because I really thought she was putting a curse on me.
Oh, my God. Thanks for sharing, Scott. That's really great that you called in to talk about this.
Not a problem. Every one of these problems is completely resolvable. Remember, we have great, great systems. I've been through the entire gamut of termite technology since I started, really when I was 16 years old with my family. And the products we have now are just unbelievable. They go to the heart of the source, which is the colony, and they eliminate it at the source.
So, and it doesn't necessarily even mean chemicals either. We have a completely green system for it too.
No, the Centricon system is fantastic. Yep. And I actually have been leaning towards that whenever possible, just because it's so much less labor intensive, so much less product to use, and it's extremely effective
and environmentally responsible. Yep.
Sarah asked a question to Janelle during the break, because you didn't know how quick they, you know, what they cost a termite inspection and how much and how much time was needed to do the inspection. So I'll ask Scott here before we hang up and get to Andrew, you know your coworker. How long does a termite inspection take?
Well, generally we want them to allow us an hour to do it, but if it's everything's exposed and we don't have crawl spaces, we don't have lots and lots of clutter, you can usually get one done in a half hour to 45 minutes if the realtor's annoying. But we want to allow an hour, and it has in time taken me longer than that, depending on the way the house is set up.
All right, well, thanks for calling in and sharing your disgusting stories with us, Scott.
my pleasure. I have more, but we can save that for another time.
All right, sounds take it easy. Good. Have a great Saturday, buddy. 312-981-7200. How much does it cost? Because Sarah's in it. Sells more homes.
I know. We were talking
anybody.
About VA loans. Yeah. And I also wanted to mention, too, because we were talking about home inspectors. Home inspectors are not entomologists, okay? They're not insect specialists. So if a home inspector says, yeah, we'll cover a pest inspection, don't always trust that, because
find a specialist.
Unless they have the certification for that, they might not know what they're doing exactly. Yeah. So it's always a good thing to have an actual pest inspector out.
What's
always
called?
Better to have an expert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's an entomologist?
An entomologist. Well, I mean, yeah, that's a person who studies bugs. But right. I tripped you up there, didn't I?
No, because I'm a mortgageologist.
he was just waiting for that.
That's good.
I'm a mortgageologist. Waiting on that one for a while.
So I'm going to get that on my license plate. I've got to get a big license plate.
Before we talk to Andrew, too, I want to tell all these folks, if you guys have our ongoing maintenance program, which is the quarterly program, we include a free termite risk assessment. And I've been sending emails out to all of our customers about this to take advantage of it, because this time of year, when we've got rain happening, colonies are getting flooded out, that's when we start to see signs. This is the most busiest season for termites. There's swarmers about to be out as soon as it starts, you know, maintaining warm temperatures and things like that. So now's the time to get it done.
We're going to go to a quick break.
Okay.
Come back with Andrew.
All right.
What's the phone number?
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
And what's the investment for a home termite inspection?
The termite inspection runs
under $200.
Yes, under $200. The program, the Healthy Home Quarterly Program, right, is right around, you know, between $500 and $600 for the year.
And a little note on VA loans: every VA loan in this area in Illinois needs a termite inspection.
It's required,
and mm-hmm. the seller has to pay for it. The buyer can't pay for it. So
correct.
Those are just little some things that happen that go on with VA loans.
That's right.
All right. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back with more termite talk with Janelle Iacchino and her technician, Andrew, calling in to share his experiences in the garage with books, right? That's what we're teasing it with. 312-981-7200. I promised Joel Spencer he is still here. He is awake. We are giving him smelling salts. His microphone's working, and we will bring you up at the bottom of the hour. Is that all right?
Yeah, I'm trying to just not get it shut off again.
That's right. Well, you pay the toll there, Joel. You'll be fine. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You guys were talking about spider poop prior to the show.
It was actually bat poop.
Bat poop. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Bat poop's not really big either.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I thought she was talking spider.
Bats have sparkly poop because they cannot digest insect wings.
See, this is breaking news, everybody. This is why everybody listens to the show, because you don't get this breaking news anywhere else.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
John Williams isn't talking about sparkly bat poop.
That's,
I guarantee
right.
you that.
Guano, right?
Totally different guano. Environment on his yeah. show.
It's called Guano?
Guano.
It is.
Right? Yeah,
yeah.
It's Guano.
Oh, yeah. Look at Jeremy.
Just Ace Ventura.
Yep.
Turn it into coffee.
It's in the coffee. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We've got Andrew. We're talking termites. This is a big thing in this area.
Yes.
That a lot of our listeners have no clue about. We typically talk about stink bugs and spiders and rats and mice.
And ants.
And ants.
Yep.
And you want to get to ants later in the show because it's rainy season.
Yep.
You know, Joel's getting all excited because his yeah. father passed down the tribal Indian dance, rain dance, that his father created the company on.
Yeah.
So when you know it's raining for a week, you know the guys at PermaSeal and Burr Ridge are dancing on the ceiling, on the roof of their new beautiful building. But let's talk about termites. We've got another one of your technicians, Andrew, on the line. You want to set up this call? You want to set
Andrew.
Up the scenario for Andrew?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Andrew is awesome. He's one of our amazing experts and termite gurus. And he has amazing stories, just like all of our technicians. But Andrew, tell him what you told me yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I got a few. We deal with subterranean termites, which are these termites nest and kind of they're ground based inside of the soil, and they come out of it. We're around that time of year when we're going to start to see the swarmers, which is their winged ones. They look like similar to winged ants. Mm-hmm. That's when we start getting a lot of calls. So what I saw in this situation is an individual had left a bunch of boxes in his garage as storage. One of them happened to be a box with his daughter's old college books. He went to go lift it, and they fell through the bottom, and termites, along with the books, were spilling out. They had gotten into them and eaten all these books out. And, I mean, there was, like, not much left in these pages. They've
Could
been
you
there
imagine?
Probably
oh, my
years.
Goodness.
Could you imagine?
I,
mean,
guy, I don't want to imagine.
Yeah, he was a teacher, too. So, I mean, we did find some evidence of termite activity in the basement. And, obviously, we don't want any kind of damage or activity in the home is bothersome. But I think when they came for the literature as a teacher, I think that was the final straw for him. He's like, yeah, we got to get something done. So that was one
books.
Of my first experiences at Rose with that. But I had a similar one in a commercial account, which is like a wood manufacturing furniture place. And they had a pallet of wood that they had left in back, probably for future use. And had been there about a month. And when they went to go move it, the termites had emerged from a crack in the cement, very similar to this other situation, you know, more of the residential account. And they had come through a crack in the cement, and they completely infested this pallet of wood, and it was a bunch of stacks. I actually have a video on my phone still of it because there's so many of them coming out of this thing.
Wow.
So they get rid of all that wood. You know, it was a waste for them. You know, they had to dish all of it because it had been eaten through in relatively short period of time, too. It was kind of in the middle of summer, and they'd been there about a month or two, and they gotten into it, and it was a wood place, so ironically enough. And I always tell people, you know, one thing you want to try to avoid, because I see it a lot in residential accounts and in the home, is that people take loose wood or wood they've replaced, and they dish it into the crawl space or under the deck. And if it's sitting on top of soil, it's like just a direct line for termites to come emerge from that soil to feed on it, because you almost never see live termites. They usually build shelter tubes to navigate from the nest to the wood they feed on in homes. But if you're leaving the wood on top of the soil, they don't even have to do that. They just come straight up and get it.
Right.
And especially when you have moisture, it's going to be a very attractive situation for them. So
they need moisture.
To avoid.
Yep, they need
exactly.
moisture.
Yeah.
And they kind of look like maggots. They're like a creamy
Sarah
white.
Is, literally, Sarah's having a heart attack right now. Like, I'm very concerned.
We're going to have to
her
get...
Her color's changed.
I'm physically sweating. Yeah. I'm physically dripping.
There's
sweat.
Drool coming out of her mouth. This is very concerning.
It's not
Jeremy's
a good situation.
Rethinking his crawl space yeah. activities. Uh-huh. But no, direct contact with the soil. Andrew, what about mulch? Should people be putting mulch around their houses?
I mean, I don't try to tell people what to do with their landscaping and decorative stuff
smart,
on the outside.
Smart
but
move,
we know
buddy.
That mulch accumulates moisture. Yeah, they accumulates moisture and it attracts a lot of different bugs and pests because of that. I mean, things like our pill bugs and millipedes and even certain ants like areas where moisture accumulates. So mulch, as much as it's a nice decorative piece, you know, for the outside, sometimes can be attracted to certain pests. Termite-wise, I don't know if it's more or less conducive than some of the other conditions that you see, which is, you know, just wood structures in general where wood is touching damp or wet soil is going to be conducive. So I guess mulch in some way can be conducive for termite activity. Mm-hmm. So it's just something to be aware of. I think more of the concern is when they're getting into the structure and there's issues in the structure with leaks or moisture that's going to make it conducive and them causing damage because of that.
Right.
Mulch in general, it does accumulate moisture.
I looked at PermaSeal to the left of me here because on the break we were talking about cracks in foundation, and that's typically where we will find a mud tube, which is, you know, the little tunnels that they create to keep themselves protected and travel through structures. So if you got a crack in the foundation, that's like an open invitation for termites, right?
How many inspections do you do, Joel, or your technicians do, that you find termites coming up through the cracks? Is it a common occurrence?
So I think they're usually hiding when we're there. They're probably scared of us because we're getting rid of that water and moisture. So we're kind of a natural enemy to the termite.
Oh, no.
We're probably going to include that in our presentation.
I hope so. Yeah. You guys are like the Ghostbusters of termites.
That's right. Exactly. You see the logo and they're like, well, we've got to get out of here.
Yeah. You and Rose are going to team up.
Yeah.
Just don't cross the streams. Yeah. Awesome.
Thanks for calling, Andrew, and sharing all of your insight and for helping folks who are listening to realize that termites are very real in the Chicagoland.
Thanks for sharing, Eric. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, one note. Just one note is the workers themselves are that white and almost maggot-like color consistency. But what people will start seeing, and they look much different, are the swarmers, which look, they're black with wings about twice the length of the body. They look like flying ants. If you see something like that, you want to get it identified and make sure either if it's termites or ants, what it is and identify it so it can get treated properly, because sometimes it's something like pavement ants, which is a much easier type of pest to deal with, whereas if it's termites, obviously the treatment process is a lot different. So it's important to identify it properly and know what you're dealing with. So I just want to make that distinction because the workers you rarely ever see, they're behind the scenes, but
true.
The swarmers are going to start coming out as it warms up in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be that time where we start seeing them emerge into homes and structures.
And proper identification is the first step in any kind of method with professional pest control. And that's why you hire an expert. You can't just go buy a bait station for these things. This is serious business.
Thanks for sharing your expertise, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
312-981-7200. For listeners who want to reach out to you and your team,
they can get a free quote from us anytime at 1-800-GOT-PESTS or call one or visit rosepestcontrol.com.
You want to try that one more time?
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
I think Ben's has already queued that up.
And, I'm sure.
He's going to say that one.
Yeah, that will reappear. Maybe in this show.
Oh, boy.